The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We have a big announcement to make this morning. So happy to make it absolutely 100% official and on the record. Mary Walters, welcome to Mornings on the Mall as the permanent co-host of this show.
Well, thank you so much. It is an honor to be sitting in this seat. I appreciate it. And also joining us, I can officially introduce now, officially in my official capacity, Joe DeGeneva is with us. He is legal analyst and former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Congratulations, Mary.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Now, do we send out congratulations to Donald Trump? He's getting ready to release this new executive order regarding immigration. Still the same seven countries. Do you think we will finally make the Nutty Ninth happy?
No. I think it's impossible. They're going to try and do anything they can to inject themselves into the process of stopping any change in immigration law. I think it's really important for people to realize that the Ninth Circuit historically has been the worst circuit in the United States in terms of being overturned by the Supreme Court. In excess of 80% of its cases are reversed. There's a great story about Rex Lee, the former Solicitor General, who one day in front of the Supreme Court stood up and said, "Your Honors, I'm in the unenviable position this morning of defending the Ninth Circuit." It's a bad place, extremely liberal, huge circuit, I think what's going to happen is the administration is going to get it right. They've redone the executive order, which was the right thing to do, and they have identified people with visas, green cards, dual citizenship, who will be allowed to enter the country if they already have these particular papers. That was the single most objectionable part of it, along with excluding all Syrian refugees. I think what they're going to do with that is they're going to continue to vet. They're not going to automatically ban everyone. They're going to have extreme vetting. They will be able to exclude the people who they deem it appropriate to do so. But make no mistake about it, this judge, Robart, out in Washington, is going to continue to interfere. They will find a reason to interfere, and I think ultimately they will be slapped down by the Supreme Court, no matter what the makeup of the court is, because this order, as it is predicted to be, it will pass constitutional muster, as did the original one, by the way.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The original one was constitutional. There wasn't anything wrong with it, except that the Ninth Circuit got a chance to take the second look at it. The judge in Massachusetts found it completely constitutional.
Yeah, I keep pointing that out to people, the Ninth Circuit is one of the court that matters in all this. When it comes to immigration, ICE has let it be known that they believe that there are roughly, it's a little less than a million illegal immigrants who have been convicted of crimes and who have standing deportation orders that are out there milling about among us right now. And by the way, they have about 1% of that number in jail currently. And then everybody's screaming about, well, there's a crackdown on immigration. Seems like it's not a big enough crackdown, if you ask my opinion.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, you've only had 680 people seized in these recent sweeps by ICE.
Mm-hmm.
That represents less. It's 0.07% of those under deportation orders. So what you are seeing is an example of the mainstream media not reporting the news, but trying to make the news by creating a problem that doesn't exist. There's nothing you can do about that except continue to do your job. I think overwhelmingly the American people support this activity. These are people who are in violation of U.S. law, and ICE is finally getting to do its job because there's a president who wants to enforce existing law. And let's everybody remember this. All the president is doing is ordering that existing law be enforced, which, of course, is exactly what President Obama ordered ICE not to do when he was president of the United States.
Yeah, there's, the law has not changed.
No.
There's nothing about what he's doing that is unlawful. In fact, it is more lawful than what Obama was doing, by and large. Okay, the other thing is, I keep hearing talk among Democrats about, and this is, and talk about insane. It is insane. The Democrats are talking about invoking the 25th Amendment and maybe going after President Trump because they think that he is mentally unbalanced.
Yeah. Well, I think the people who are having mental problems are the Democrats. Mm-hmm. After severe losses over a number of years in the House and the Senate and now the presidency, as well as over 1,200 local, county, and state offices around the United States, the Democrats are in a dither. And the notion of using the 25th Amendment, which is the disability amendment of the Constitution, which is which was enacted in the modern era, is absolutely absurd. The Democrats are seeking anything to delegitimize the president. They have done this from the beginning of his presidency, and now not only are they seeking to delegitimize him, but they are seeking to create a constitutional crisis by pretending that there is a problem with the president, when in fact there is none. I think it's really quite fascinating that the Democrats have decided that this tack is going to ingratiate them with the part of the country that they lost in the last election. I think the real insanity is in the Democratic Party. And I think continued activity like this by them will only do one thing. It will ingratiate the president to the American people, and the Democratic Party will continue to fall. And if they nominate Keith Ellison to be the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, things will get even worse.
I thought Ellison was off the table.
I didn't. I was on a plane last night. Maybe I missed that.
Yeah, no, that's what I had. I thought I had read that Ellison was off the table, as he should be. I saw someone come up with something that I thought was brilliant, is that painting the left, instead of with PTSD, it's PESD, post-election stress disorder. But wait, it's brilliant when you think about it, right? Because they're the ones who are trying, as you said, to create a constitutional crisis that Trump, that this is their new drum that they're beating, because the racism thing didn't work. The Russians didn't work. So now it's, oh, Trump is mentally unstable. That is the drum that they're going to beat now. And I think you're 100% right that this, all this does is alienate the more and more people. And they're just playing to a very small group of the left.
Let me just give you an example. I mean, there have been news shows that have actually talked about this issue, and they bring on psychologists or psychiatrists to talk about the president. We haven't had anybody come on and talk about Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. I want an analysis of Schumer's mental stability as a result of that crying scene about refugees and things. That's how stupid this can get. NPR presented a debate around the question of whether a president's mental health should be made public. I mean, another reason to defund public radio. They have so many people. I'm sure George Soros would be happy to pay for all of NPR and all the people who work for NPR.
Well, on that we can all agree. Absolutely. Joe DeGeneva, thank you so much. Always a pleasure, my friend.
All right, guys.
Making a special Tuesday appearance, Joe DeGeneva.